As the unofficial capital of the Midwest, Chicago was a vital link between the coasts, the hub for major railways, home to America's first skyscraper, and bustling with over 1 million residents, all of them potential victims of the man who turned Chicago into a killing ground.
I think the evolution of large urban complex societies can sometimes provide the incubator for murder.
Antarctica, a barren frontier at the bottom of the world. It's the most extreme continent on Earth, a mysterious place, almost completely devoid of life. But ironically, what happens here can sound early warnings for the rest of the world. A protected corner of Brazil's Pantanal has opened a window into the lives of jaguars. Photographer Steve Winter and cameraman Bertie Gregory have come to catch them in action. They've tracked a big male they call Scarface, but he's not alone. 1781, the former colonies began rebuilding after the Revolutionary War. One of the early voices for a strong national government is Alexander Hamilton.
He has this chip on his shoulder. He's going to show the world that he's not going to suffer any disrespect from anyone.
After the war, Hamilton returns home. Hamilton establishes a successful legal practice to support his family. On top of that, he works with businessmen in the city to found the Bank of New York.